Test 73, Section 3, Question 13. Here we have an assumption question. And it says, in early 2003, scientists detected methane in Mars. Methane is fragile, that falls apart when hit by ultraviolet radiation in sunlight. So it basically disappears when sunlight hits it. So any methane in the Martian atmosphere must have been released into the atmosphere relatively recently. So it must have been released recently. And the assumption here is that that otherwise it would have been hit by ultraviolet. And we don't really have evidence about that. So that's kind of our assumption, is that any methane would have been hit by ultraviolet sunlight in sunlight. So A, Mars had no methane prior to 2003. We don't have to assume anything about what happened prior to that. We just know that they detected it in 2003. All methane in the Martian atmosphere is eventually exposed to sunlight. I kind of went maybe, even though it seems strong. If you're saying it must have been released relatively recently, you have to assume that the methane does get exposed to sunlight, because if it isn't, well, then we don't have evidence that it's recent. Methane cannot be detected until it started to fall apart. We don't have to assume that that's true. Methane that scientists detected had been exposed to ultraviolet radiation. Well, we don't necessarily know that it had been, because if it had been, it falls apart when it would be hit. And so that seems like it probably hadn't yet been hit, is what they're assuming. Methane in Earth's atmosphere does not fall apart. No, we don't have to assume anything about methane in the Earth's atmosphere. And so, therefore, in this case, even though the answer choice is strong on question 13, B is going to be our correct one. D is the right idea. And if it had said had not been exposed to ultraviolet radiation, we do have to assume that. But we don't have to assume that it had. And so D is the right idea, but backwards, which is one of the things we've talked about as wrong answers. So B is our correct one.